Start with a two-minute opening statement from Mr. Thomas, and then we'll hear the same from Ms. Pam Dawson, the challenger in the race. Mr. Thomas?
Thank you, Ellen. Appreciate you having us here, and it's always great. I feel so at home down here in Trigg. Y'all have always carried me through in the last few elections, and it's really an honor to be your state representative and continue to serve for you. I'm Walker Thomas. I'm married to Sandra Thomas. She is sitting here. She is with me a lot. In fact, you probably see her as much as you do me down here. And we love being down this area. We have five children. We have three of them married off. Another one going to get married in May. And then that'll get us pretty close. And then we have four grandkids. And a fifth one on the way, we just heard. So we're getting ready to have a Kentucky baby this time. The others are out of state, unfortunately. But I have served as state rep for the last 6 years, and it's been such a pleasure. In redistricting, I've kept the same amount of Trigg County, so I get to still represent you if I get reelected. I am chairman of Veterans Military Affairs and Public Protections. That's the House side. I'm also on agriculture, local government, and let's see here, transportation, which I just had a meeting, hence why I'm dressed up. I had to come straight from Frankfurt today. I also am on capital projects and bond oversight. That is a really important task up there. It's a small committee, and so we meet once a month, and then I'm on a bunch of caucuses, the Western Kentucky Caucus, the Pro-Life Caucus, Affordable Housing Caucus, Kentucky Nonprofit Caucus, and Tennessee Valley Association Authority Caucus. And that's the one that we worked with Stan Humphreys as he was a senator to get in the lieu of taxes. So a lot of that tax dollars comes right back to here, and I was glad to help him with that. So once again, I'd love to have your vote. I'm Walker Thomas, and I'm running for reelection for state representative.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. And these guys are pretty much professional. Huh? You've already met how many forums so far? Maybe a couple of forums? Well, two forums already. Second forum, they're going to meet again Thursday night of this coming week with us at our friends at WPKY in Princeton as well. I'm going to introduce you now to Ms. Pam Dawson, who is a challenger in the race. Pam?
Hi, I'm Pam Dawson. I am the challenger for State Representative House District 8. I was born and raised in Hopkinsville. I graduated from Western Kentucky University. I've had a 30-plus year career as an educator, most of those years spent in Christian County Public Schools, where I currently teach. I've been a faithful and steadfast partner to my husband, Nelson, for 25 years. We've raised four daughters, and I'm proud to say that all of them have gone through public schools, graduated from Hopkinsville High School, and are now putting down their own roots in Hopkinsville. So we are very proud of them. Now, I did run against Mr. Thomas in 2020, and the reason I decided to run was because, as an educator, I did not feel well represented in Frankfurt. In fact, I and other educators were being attacked, and eventually our pensions were removed. Any new hire after January 22 no longer receives a defined benefit. So I knew that we were not being well represented there. We were voted against time and time again. So I thought, well, if teachers are not being well represented, then other groups probably weren't either. So I decided to stand up and offer to represent those people. And that's nothing new to me, because as a teacher for over 30 years, I have educated, I have loved, and I have advocated for the children and the families in my community. I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a teacher. I am one of you. I am not a professional politician. I have no desire to be so. I have a career. I have my health insurance benefits, and I have my defined benefit. So that's not why I'm in this. I'm in this to represent Western Kentucky. I'm in this to represent you, your family, our community. I believe in Western Kentucky. I think we have a voice that has not been heard. Seems like most of the attention is Louisville, Lexington, Covington, Frankfort. We need to get a place at the table as well. I want to focus on local issues. I want to offer you real representation, and I humbly ask for your vote.
Thank you, Ms. Dawson. We'll start, first of all, with our questions for you in about a minute or so on our questions to answer these. First question to Ms. Pam Dawson. We'll follow with Mr. Walker Thomas on this. Both of you live in Christian County. As a Trigg County voter, what will you do to assure me that issues, and me and the voters in Christian County, Trigg County in particular, the issues and concerns here will be addressed with the same importance as ones in Christian and now Caldwell counties? Pam?
That is a great question, and with the redistricting, that issue has been foremost in my mind. When you spread a district representative across three counties, you get to know three different communities. They each have their own populations. They each have their own sources of pride. They each have their own needs and wants. So the great thing that I've been able to do in this campaign that I was not able to do before is to go door to door to talk to people, to attend community events, which I have really enjoyed doing this time because we don't have the COVID restrictions. And, you know, what's interesting is even though these three communities, and I've focused mostly on Katy's, Princeton, and Hopkinsville, but I hear similar themes. You know, we need affordable health care. We need excellent public schools. We need our roads paved. So there are common themes. So I won't forget that when I get to Frankfort. Absolutely, it will be foremost on my mind.
And same question, Mr. Walker Thomas. Both of you live in Christian County. As a Trigg County voter, how can you assure us that issues and concerns here will be the same importance as the ones in Christian and Caldwell counties?
You know, I think the beauty of serving 6 years is y'all have seen my commitment down here. I'm at every festival, ham festivals, parades, Halloween. My wife and I love it down here. We eat at Katy's restaurant and all your restaurants also. So you know my heart is down here also. It is a big district now. Caldwell, previously, if many of y'all didn't know, the 8th district is divided with about half of Trigg County, anything from 139 towards Christian County. And then now it's divided about half in Christian County, everything west, kind of cutting down the city in two. And then now all of Caldwell. Previously, I had represented all the soldiers of Fort Campbell, hence why I'm Veterans Military Affairs Chair. We switched things out because Western Kentucky's lost population, and everything's had to switch and move out this way a little bit. So I'm excited to represent Caldwell, but still represent you, too. I look forward to working with y'all superintendent, Bill Thorpe, great guy. I've already made all these connections. You're getting ready to get a new county judge, which Stan Humphreys, which he and I work together and carpooled sometimes. So I will look forward to working with him also. Roads, I have been instrumental in helping finish up 6880, your bypass around, when it came to it, and we decided to try on 139 instead of putting a stoplight. I've worked with transportation, and they put that J-hook. I hope that's working out okay. I know it is actually safer than a stoplight. So look forward to representing you, and I feel like, remember, who's in control up there? 75 seats are Republican right now. So do you want a voice at the table? Because I get to meet with leadership. I'm in leadership. I get to meet with the transportation chair. So thanks.
I didn't mean to just kind of bring your thoughts to close if I do raise my hand there. Thank you guys very much. Question number two, we'll start with Walker Thomas with this one. If elected to this position and allowed to implement one immediate fix in your district, what would it be and why?
Well, I tell you what, because I'm Veterans Military Affairs Chair, I have been working quite a while trying to get tax exempt for military pensions. We did tax reform as HB 8, and that actually is taking your income tax, and your income tax automatically, we dropped it from 6% down to 5%. This trigger that we just met this year is going to bring it to 4.5% the first of next year. So eventually we want to keep whittling that down without increasing sales tax. So many of us, you see a lot of Kentucky plates over in Clarksville, so it doesn't seem to bother us too much that we can pay a 10% sales tax there, but we've done this without any sales tax raise at all. So I want to get the veterans retiring in our communities. Many of you are veterans or have been around some, and we know that most of them are locating down in Tennessee, and it's mainly because of that income tax. So that is one of my priorities still.
And Ms. Dossett, same question. If you were elected to this position and now allowed to implement one immediate fix into the district, what would it be and why?
I have three priorities: education, health care, and workforce. So from the conversations that I've had with people in Trigg County, I think of those three, workforce is going to be number one. I had a conversation with one Trigg County resident, and she said, we can't afford housing. And so I kind of followed her train of thought, and people are, young people are coming out of high school, taking part-time jobs. No, they cannot afford housing at that level of income. So, and you know, the housing market, that's a totally different conversation. But what we need to do is get those young folks, ages 16 to 24, into professions. So while they are still in high school, we want to work on getting them internships, apprenticeships, certifications, a CNA, a pharmacy tech, hairdresser, car mechanic, plumber, in, along those lines. So we can immediately upon graduation put them into the workforce at a salary where they can afford housing, where they can afford to remain in our community.
Ms. Dossett, thank you very much. Same question to, you've already answered that question. We'll move on to our next question, okay? Yes, question number three. What are the biggest infrastructure needs in your district, and how do you plan to address that in Frankfort? Ms. Dossett?
I've talked to a lot of people in Caldwell County who are concerned about getting their roads paved. Well, Mr. Curling, the judge exec up there, has done an amazing job of getting county roads paved. COTA has done a really good job of getting city streets paved, so they've got that covered. One area of concern is their water, their pipes. They are constantly having water shutoffs. They're constantly having boil warnings, and so we know that's an area of immediate concern and need in Caldwell County.
And same question, Mr. Walker Thomas. What are the biggest infrastructure needs in your district, and how do you plan to address that in Frankfort?
Well, you know, when on my very first term, when I was serving in Christian County, I was able to get Pinneral Parkway designated as I-169 as a major interstate corridor. So my continued support of that is trying to get the cloverleaf at Martin Luther King fixed and straightened out so we can finally get that designation. And then up around Nortonville, we're going to have to do something. The on-ramp comes up too quick to a bridge. So if we can get those two things tweaked. Mentioning the water part, today I got called to give a quote. There was a $700,000 grant given to Caldwell County. $350,000 of it is actually going to be run a line from Princeton on up to Fredonia. And so that's going to help Fredonia, because Fredonia is currently buying their water from Eddyville, and now they'll have a choice where they can buy it from Princeton or Eddyville, and it should help their rates. So helping the people down in Fredonia too. So
thank you, gentlemen. We'll start off with Representative Walker Thomas on this one now. Give an example of how you can cross partisan lines to help voters of Trigg County and this district.
Well, you know, that's funny you mentioned that. In up at state, there were two bills that went all the way through House, Senate, and got signed by the governor. Both of them came through Veterans Military Affairs Public Protection, and they were both Democrat bills. I work on both sides. A lot of people don't know. I'm not even sure my leadership does, but we have a little group called Elite Eight, or I'm sorry, the Bipartisan Eight. And so there's four Democrats and four Republicans, and we will meet every now and then, and we will sit there, and obviously there's issues that we cannot agree on. You know, a lot of social issues Republicans aren't going to give on, you know, certain ones Democrats won't. But there's a lot of common ground kind of between the 40-yard lines. And what we find is we do work together. And like I said, two of those bills I fought to get heard through the committee. I have to call them. There's 800 bills out there, and I have to pull them down and make sure they get heard through the committees. And that's what I did, and they went all the way through, and Governor Beshear has signed them both. So I do work well with both sides.
Same question, Ms. Dossett. How would you cross partisan lines to help the voters of Trigg County and the 8th District?
You know, I hear my opponents say, you have to remember there are 75 Republicans. I have a seat at the table. I get to meet with leadership. Well, what about me? I am his constituent. I'm not of his party. Do I still get a voice? He's my representative. That is the reason why I decided to run, because if you're not in his party, you get pushed aside. You get locked out. That is not democracy. That is not how this is supposed to work. So when I get elected and I go to Frankfurt, it is my job, it is my responsibility to represent all of you, not just those that agree with me, not just those that are in my party, not just those that nod and smile at me. It is my responsibility to represent every single person in my district, no matter what. So you can count on me to take that approach when I go to Frankfort. Western Kentucky, House District 8 will be my number one priority, no matter what.
Thank you, Ms. Dawson. We'll start the next question with you. Lake Barkley State Resort Park has been used as a triage center for both COVID-19 and last year's Western Kentucky tornadoes. What will you do in Frankfort to ensure that the park will receive both funding for its current needs as well as compensation for lost days during COVID and last December as well?
Right. Well, that was a huge issue, and I was proud to hear Governor Beshear in his daily updates talk about how our community pulled together and how we were able to use those resources. Unfortunately, yes, there was a loss of money and income. So I know Governor Beshear has set up a fund. I know that certain businesses were able to take loans from that fund, receive grants from that fund. I fought for the Pennoroyal Arts Council to receive some of that money as well. The state parks need to have allocations from that as well.
All right, Representative Thomas, same question. Lake Barkley State Park has been used as a triage center for both COVID-19 and last year's Western Kentucky tornadoes. What will you do in Frankfort to ensure that the park will receive both funding for its current needs as well as compensation for lost days during COVID and last December as well?
You know, Alan, that Lake Barkley is really a jewel in our community. Used to be one of the 10 largest wood structures in the country. I'm not sure if it is now, but it used to be. I've worked with David Miller, good friend, Donnie Holland, the park director beforehand. We secured $50 million towards our parks 2 different years. Some of that money has helped and redone the sewer system down there. We're still working with them, trying to get them hooked onto the city water up here in Katy so they don't have to deal with those issues and everything. So once again, they're listening to me. Jason Petrie is head of A&R, Appropriations and Revenue, and Brandon Reed is the vice chair. I get to see him all the time. I get to, in fact, Jason Petrie is our, he actually represents part of Christian County. These are the ones that will hear my voice, and they, believe me, they will hear it strong when I lobby for our park system.
All right, I'll move on to our next question then. Here, you know, we got to bring up a couple of good topics before this is over with. All right, here we go. And I have to thank my NewsEdge staff. They helped me put the question together tonight and did some great questions. And I think some very pertinent questions as well. In a 2019 national poll conducted by the Pew Research Center, Two-thirds of Americans said use of marijuana should be legal, with those opposing its legalization down 52% to 32% in the last 12 years. Nearly 60% of Americans believe it should be legal for medical and recreational use, while 32% think it should be for medicinal. If elected, will you champion any form of legal marijuana use for Kentucky and Frankfort? Why or why not? State Representative Walker Thomas.
Well, as you know, it's come up through the House. I was not a proponent of it, but it did pass the House and it died over in the Senate. Now, that was a medical marijuana bill. My belief is really, what medicines do we have, any of them, that don't go through the Federal Drug Administration first? I'm fine with it if we can go through the FDA and it comes down the proper channels. My daughter, her and her husband were stationed out. They both serve in the military, my daughter and her husband, and they were stationed at Fort Carson. So I would get to go out and see them often, and I would pull up to state troopers or police officers or anyone, and I'd ask, I said, tell me about the marijuana issue, medical marijuana and stuff like that. Every law enforcement officer said, worst mistake we've ever made. Now, I've also stopped at a dispensary, and they won't let you in because I didn't have a Colorado license, but he came out and talked to me. And I asked, I said, what does this do for, like, pregnant women? He's like, oh, well, no, that's one of our biggest customer bases. It helps with them being nauseous. And I'm like, okay, where are the studies? Where are the studies that's happened into that fetus inside that pregnant lady? So for that reason, I'm not opposed to it, but the it needs to come down the right channels.
And same question, Ms. Dawson. I won't read the entire thing. If you want me just to read the point of the question. If elected, will you champion any form of legal marijuana use for Kentuckians in Frankfort? Why or why not?
Well, I had the privilege of attending Governor Beshear's forum for medicinal marijuana. It was held at Hopkinsville Community College in this region. So I heard from people all over Western Kentucky who cited evidence, cited sources, cited positive effects of using medical cannabis. They talked about recovery from opioid addiction. They talked about recovery from PTSD. They talked about recovery from anxiety, overwhelming anxiety where they couldn't even work. Now they're able to go back into the workforce. Kentuckians want medicinal cannabis. We have the structures in place. It just makes sense. The federal government is in the process of rescheduling marijuana so that we can do it as a state without penalty at the federal level and provide the relief that Kentucky citizens want. To me, that's a no-brainer.
All right. Thank you very much. And we'll come to our next question. On a couple more questions. You guys are off the hot seat in just a couple minutes. But for the last century, Kentuckians have been able to bet the ponies, turn to Commonwealth racetracks for gambling fun. Sports betting, however, remains illegal, despite the fact that six surrounding states have opted to stack the cash. How would you vote for a future bill for introducing sports gambling to Kentucky? And what are your thoughts on the future of Oak Grove Racing, Gaming, and Hotel should such a bill pass?
Well, I really enjoy Oak Grove Gaming. I've been there. I like it. It's a lot of fun. It's historic gambling. So, you know, it's a few slot machines. Let's not fool ourselves. People are gambling in Kentucky. We're just not making money on it. They're online gambling. They're crossing into these other states, giving those states the benefit of their dollars. To me, I don't see any reason why we would not vote in favor of that.
And Walker Thomas, same question. I'll just read the last part here. How would you vote for a future bill introducing sports gambling to Kentucky? And what are your thoughts on the future of Oak Grove Racing, Gaming, and Hotels should such a bill pass?
Well, and you're right. I think the bill that was introduced by Representative Koenig last year had voting booths in the casinos, racetrack, the horse industry would be controlling that. As you know, I voted against HHRs coming into our state. The historical horse racing machines, which are basically slot machines, let's not fool ourselves, they're slot machines. They've already pulled out $6.9 billion out of our economy and stuff. That is, you're getting nothing for that when you drop that in the quarter or dollar or now $50 bills. So I am not for expanding gambling anymore right now. The studies that have found that even the sports betting, the rewards to state as far as tax dollars are minimal. I think I'd rather that money stay in people's pockets where they can afford their utilities and their gas and this high inflation that Biden's created. So let's see if we can do that instead of just going down and hoping they can hit it rich.
All right, final question, then we'll move to our closing statements. And we'll start off with Walker Thomas first on this one. Any state representative will have to deal with the continued rebuild of Western Kentucky, as well as legislation for Eastern Kentucky now and the flooding they've experienced there following the December 10th and 11th tornadoes and obviously the July flooding as well. What is the next step in your eyes for this process?
Well, you're exactly right. And I have been working with Larry Curling and Dakota Young down in Princeton area. And they have had a lot of damage. The tornadoes hit kind of crazy. You know, it hit Mayfield and took out the whole city and basically all of their businesses. Then it went to Princeton and took out the country club area. And then it went to Dawson Springs and took out, you know, part of their houses too. So I've been working with all of them. We have already passed $200 million for Eastern Kentucky and Western Kentucky, and if more is needed, we will do that. We are allocating it right now. Sandra and I had once the floods hit in Eastern Kentucky, she and I went with a few others, other state reps, and we went out there and we were shoveling mud out of someone's basement and stuff and seeing the damage out there and seeing how we can help. The problem is a lot of them did not have insurance, and so we're going to see how we can help on that, is trying to get them back in houses, especially with winter coming on. Some of them still don't have heat, so we're addressing it as it is.
All right, Ms. Dawson, same question. Any state representative will have to deal with the continued rebuild of West Kentucky as well as Eastern Kentucky flooding now as well. What's the next step in the process in your eyes?
Well, a couple of things. Unfortunately, the state legislature cut unemployment benefits. So these folks who have lost their jobs through no fault of their own, these hardworking people, now cannot claim as much benefit from their unemployment. So that is an unfortunate thing. I did talk to some folks in Princeton who suffered damage from the tornado. One woman was buried in the rubble of her home, had to be pulled out by her neighbors. She is still traumatized to this day, nearly a year later, when a cloud rolls in, which we haven't had rain lately, but when there's a threat of rain, she can't even be in her home by herself. She's frightened. So we need mental health. We need to make sure these people are taken care of in that sense. I know a lot of people in Princeton did not try to even deal with FEMA because the red tape was so intimidating, so they were expected to pay for things out of pocket. We need to help them financially. We need to help with their mental health. I know that Crofton built a storm shelter, and Princeton, some folks in Princeton have been looking at that storm shelter. It's right there by Gordon Park, building that in some of these other communities. And because we have now become a place where we can expect these storms to gain intensity and gain in frequency. So we need to think preventatively.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Dawson. And we'll go with our closing statements. I initially say 1 minute. We'll give you just take a couple of minutes to make a closing statement. We'll start with you, Pam, since Mr. Thomas went first of all, okay?
I just want to repeat what I said at the beginning, that I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a teacher. I am living in this community just like you are. And I want to make sure that we have great representation in Frankfort. I want to put Western Kentucky back on the map. I want to put us back at the table. I am focused on local issues, and I want to offer you real representation. Thank you.
And Mr. Thomas, your closing statement.
All right. Once again, it has been such an honor to represent you, though, however the election comes out these last 6 years. I hope to continue to keep representing you in Frankfurt over the next couple of weeks. I'm going to be up there 7 more times. I got to be back up there Thursday morning and 4 times next week. So, and believe it or not, I have never missed a meeting in the interim or the regular session. I've never missed a meeting and never missed a vote ever. 6 years. I'm committed to y'all. Some of the issues I'd really like to do is still protect your Second Amendment. We tried to get where Kentucky was not going to honor some of these crazy gun laws that can come from the federal government, and it made it through the House, but it didn't make it through the Senate. I've already voted to protect your churches. Last time when the governor shut down all of our churches but kept our casinos and our liquor stores open so they could stay open but our churches couldn't, and then would send state troopers around to take license plate numbers if we were going to gather on Easter, we're smart enough that we could social distance and wear masks and still be in church. So that is something I've already fought for. Also, I have fought for the protecting women's sports. This some of these things are nuts. Men deciding they want to become a woman and then be able to compete against our daughters and granddaughters. We have already passed a bill where they cannot do that in the state of Kentucky anymore, all the way through a college level. I am honored to be endorsed by Right to Life, the Chamber of Commerce, Family Foundation, Fraternal Order of Police, Senator Rand Paul, and the National Rifle Association. So I look forward to hopefully serving multiple years or a couple more years. Sandra and I did say we're having our 5th grandchild, so I'm not sure how many years she's going to let me keep doing this, but for right now, I would like one more term. I'm Walker Thomas. I'd appreciate your vote on November 8th.
And again, thank you both very much, Ms. Pam Dossett, Mr. Walker Thomas. Give them a big hand. You guys done an excellent job, and I think every time we've met in a forum that I've hosted with you guys, you always keep it civil and do a wonderful job discussing the issues, and that's what we like to do. Thank my assistant here, my chief assistant, Jenny Watts, to my right. Jenny's already asked me a couple of weeks ago. We were driving down the road. She said, "Dad, when are you retiring?" I'm like, I said, "Honey, I want to work a few more years." Okay, so thanks to Bryce back at WKDZ for running the controls there. Edward Marlowe here with us tonight, Beth Mann here earlier tonight as well. Thank all of you for being here as well, and thank all of you for listening tonight on Decision 2022. We'll be back again next week and have more races for you here on WKDZ FM 106.5. I'm Alan Watts.